Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Running a business from your Dakula home? There are 9 rules. Dakula's zoning code permits customary home occupations, but the conditions are specific enough that many home businesses violate them without realizing it. Working from home is one thing. Running a business from home is a land use question, and Dakula's zoning code addresses it in detail. Section 617 of the city's zoning resolution sets out requirements for customary home occupations. There are 9, and several catch people off guard. The 9 requirements. 1. Family only. The home occupation shall be carried on only by a member or members of the family residing in the residence. No outside employees working at the house. 2. No selling on the premises. If there's any sale of an item or service related to the business, no sale may occur on or adjacent to the premises unless the use has been granted a special use permit by the City Council, following a Planning Commission recommendation and a public hearing. 3. No group instruction or assembly. The home occupation shall not involve group instruction or group assembly of people on the premises. That language reaches piano lessons in groups, fitness classes, and similar gatherings. 4. No exterior evidence. This is the broadest one. The business must be conducted only within the enclosed living area of the home, basement included, and there may be no display or storage of products, materials, or machinery visible from the exterior of the residence. 5. No added traffic or parking. The business shall neither increase the normal flow of traffic nor shall it increase either on-street or off-street parking. 6. Household equipment only. No equipment may be used or stored except what's normally used for domestic or household purposes. Samples may be kept on the premises but neither sold nor distributed from the residence. 7. No signs. Flatly, there shall be no signs advertising the home occupation. 8. No more than 25% of the home. A quarter of the dwelling unit is the ceiling for business use. 9. One business vehicle, size limited. One business vehicle used exclusively by the resident is permitted, and a trailer counts as a separate vehicle. It must be parked in a carport, garage, side yard, or rear yard, and it may be no larger than a pickup truck, panel truck, or van, with a carrying capacity of no more than 1.5 tons. Who this actually affects? Read together, these rules permit a great deal of quiet home-based work, consulting, remote employment, online sales fulfilled by shipping, professional services conducted by phone and email. What they restrict is anything that makes the house look or function like a business, customers arriving, a sign in the yard, inventory stacked in the carport, a box truck in the driveway, or a class meeting in the living room. Some common examples that would run into these provisions. A home salon or barber with clients coming to the house, customer visits and on-premises service. Group lessons or tutoring, the group assembly prohibition. A landscaping or contracting business storing equipment and materials visibly, or parking a truck larger than a van. Any business with a yard sign. Retail sales conducted from the home. The special use permit path. Requirement 2 leaves a door open. On-premises sales can be permitted through a special use permit approved by the City Council after a Planning Commission recommendation and a public hearing. That's a real process with a public component, neighbors can comment. It isn't a formality, but it isn't a closed door either. Also required, a business license. Separate from zoning, Dakula collects an occupational tax, the business license. Budgeting roughly $180,000 a year from it, the city clearly expects businesses operating here to be registered. Zoning compliance and licensing are 2 different requirements. You may need both. Before you start. The sensible move is a phone call before you invest in a home business, not after a neighbor complains. City Hall, 770-963-7451. Ask for planning and zoning, describe what you actually intend to do, and ask whether it qualifies as a customary home occupation. The city's marshal's office enforces the zoning ordinance, and enforcement typically begins with a notice of violation and a deadline to comply. Not legal advice. This article summarizes provisions of Dacola's zoning resolution as published. Codes are amended, and specific situations turn on details. Read the actual ordinance and confirm with the city, and consult an attorney if the answer matters financially. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DacolaWire.com.